Good afternoon, madam.
Well, where is it?
I beg pardon? Oh, I'm sorry, madam. I didn't recognize you at first with the sun in my eyes. What can I do for you?
I asked you where it is. What's happened to it?
Oh, dear me. Do you mean to say it hasn't arrived?
If it had, I wouldn't be asking about it, would I?
I'm very sorry about that, madam. It should have been there by now.
It's disgraceful, that's what it is. You were particularly asked to get it there on time. So why is it so late?
Well, you see, the construction took a little longer than usual, being rather out of the ordinary as it was.
Just a minute. You've got another customer.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, sir. What can I do for you?
Sorry to interrupt you. I wonder, do you have a street map? I seem to have lost my way.
I'm afraid I can't help you. This is an undertaker's and funeral establishment, not a stationer's. I suggest you try elsewhere.
Yes, of course. Thank you very much.
Really, some people. Now, let's see. What was I saying?
You were starting to explain about that coffin.
The Disappearance of Lady Frances Carfax by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Peter Ling. With Clive Madison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Jack Claff as the Honorable Philip Green. The Disappearance of Lady Frances Carfax.
May I ask, Holmes, what you were staring at so intently?
Your boots, old chap. Most interesting. Yes, I must admit, my curiosity is aroused. I hope you won't think it impertinent of me to inquire. Why Turkish?
They're not Turkish. They're English. I got them at Latimer's in Oxford.
No, I was referring to the bars. Why did you go to an expensive Turkish bar when you could relax in the homegrown variety for nothing?
A touch of rheumatism, if you must know. A Turkish bath is what we medical men call an alterative. A fresh start. A healthy change for the system.
I'm sure it did you good.
Yeah, but I still don't see the connection between my boots and the Turkish bath. It may be obvious to you, but I'd appreciate an explanation.
Certainly, Watson. And it falls into the same category as asking... as asking who shared a cab with you this morning.
Now you're doing it again. That's an example, not an explanation.
No, I'm sorry, you're quite right. Right, let's take the second example first. The cab. You've splashes of mud on your left sleeve and shoulder. If you were in the centre of a hansom, you wouldn't have been splashed unilaterally. Therefore, you sat at the left-hand side, which proves that you had a companion.
I happened to be seeing my cousin Agatha off to Taunton. We took a cab to Paddington Station.
My dear fellow, there's no need to account for your actions. I hope you don't think I was being inquisitive.
Oh, no, not at all. What about the boots and the bath?
Well, you call it commonplace, Sophia. You're in the habit of lacing your boots in a certain way. This evening, they're fastened with an elaborate double bow. Not your usual method. Someone else, therefore, tied them. Could it be a bootmaker? Hardly. They're not a new pair. So we're left with an attendant at the Turkish bath. Absurdly simple, isn't it?
Very.
Nevertheless, the bath undoubtedly served its purpose.
What purpose?
Well, you say you needed a change. I agree. I suggest you try another change of scene. How do you feel about taking a trip to Lausanne?
Switzerland?
Yes. I thought you'd jump at the chance.
I don't have very happy memories of Switzerland.
That's all in the past, my dear fellow. You'll travel first class, with all expenses paid, naturally. You'll be doing me a great service.
Oh, in that case, I'd be delighted.
Yeah.
What's it all about?
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of Lady Frances Carfax?
Carfax? No, I can't say I have. Who is she?
She's one of the most dangerous of all classes. An innocent abroad, drifting and friendless woman. She has sufficient means to take her from country to country and from hotel to hotel. As often as not, she's lost in a maze of obscure pensions and boarding houses, a stray chicken in a world of foxes. And if she's gobbled up, she would scarcely be missed.
You think she may have been gobbled up?
I very much fear some evil has befallen.